So have you ever wondered why sometimes the joy you once had, the joy you believe God wants you to have, seems to have evaporated? Poof, gone. It's almost as though God's deserted you. Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, sometimes He will take a step back to give us what feels like the rather dubious honor of having a wilderness experience, because that's where our character is tested and refined. We are who we are in great part because God's given us that privilege. But other times, it's because we ourselves have created the problem through our behavior, through our rebellion. Yeah, He still loves us. He stands ready to forgive us. But the intimacy of our fellowship with God is broken, just as wrongdoing by one party will disrupt their relationship with another. Knowing that you've wronged God, well, it ain't a nice feeling, because the joy that you once had in fellowship with Him evaporates. It feels as though He has indeed abandoned you. And that's exactly what's meant to happen when we rebel against God. It's been designed to bring us to our senses through the yearning that we have once more to experience the joy of our salvation. Which is why after having committed adultery and murder, doesn't get much worse than that, King David of Israel prayed this prayer, Psalm 51 verses 11 and 12. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. Do yourself a favor. When you know you've rebelled, when you know you've done wrong, come to your senses quickly and allow God to fill you with His presence, His Spirit, and restore the joy of your salvation. That's His word, fresh for you today. And if you yearn to draw even closer to Him, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects, straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.